Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. And they were right here on calbanyan.com. And I tell you what, I'm having so much fun here. You know, as we are poised to move from Tustin, California to Plano, Texas, and I've got Brenda here for the last podcast I'm going to do with her in a one-on-one. She's going to be back as a special guest for the 500th coming up. So I'm just like having so much fun teasing her about this is the last one we're ever going to do together, and I may never see you again. She goes, that's not true. We got solid gold. We've got the NGH convention, but let me get back on topic. All right, here. So, these videos are for you. You, if you are the person that's thinking about coming into the profession, or the person who's been a hobbyist, and now you're thinking about becoming a professional, or you're the professional who's ready to step up to the next level and get that additional training. And every stinking week, we put out a new video, and we're going to give you a nugget or two that's going to help you do better in your session, in your next session, and sessions ongoing, or help you to organize or lift the performance of your office. I'm so honored to be a part of this and to have such great co-hosts that I've had over the years. And as I said, we got Brenda back for this edition. Brenda is brilliant. She's kind. She's sweet. She used to work in the rape crisis intervention field. She's got a bachelor's degree in sociology, a master's degree in criminology. She's presented at the NGH convention. She's a great helper and teacher when we have classes at our center. We break into practice groups for practice, and she goes around, make sure everybody's on track, doing what they should be doing. She sees tons of clients. She is a hypnotist that doesn't just talk the talk. She walks the walk. And she's got a full-time practice at our center, which she's going to be moving into a singular office very soon, which is providing all kinds of new learning experiences for her. She's a five-path hypnotherapist and a true believer. How you doing, Brenda?
I'm doing great, Cal. I realize that as we're saying this, and I, you know, you're kind of teasing me, but it's also that, oh my gosh, this is really it, and I'm excited to be here. I'm very thankful for the last 4 years that I've been on this podcast, and I thank you for the opportunities that you've provided me here. And before I get all misty, I'm going to introduce you guys all to Cal.
But wait, how many podcasts have you done?
You know, I know that I started right after episode 300. I used to kind of keep track of how many I had done, but I don't have it here. Maybe when I come back and do episode 500, I can tell you how many I did.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I think that, just so you guys know, in January, we're planning on having our 500th episode, and we're planning on having Celeste come back. And we're going to have Erica, and we're going to have Brenda, and so it might run a little bit long, but we're going to have some really cool stuff for you, and maybe everybody should give a report on how many episodes they've done. Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be kind of fun, just to, you know, take a look. I do keep track, but I didn't take note of that today. I almost forgot to bring my jewelry today, so I was, you know, it's like, you'd think I would have the system down after 4 years, but apparently I needed a couple of reminders. So, but let me introduce you guys all to Cal. So Cal is the hypnosis authority, and truly, between his books, Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy, and The Secret Language of Feelings, Developing Five-Path Hypnotherapy, Seventh-Path Self-Hypnosis, Cal has become one of those authorities in hypnosis that works. I know that because I have experienced it for myself and understand the techniques from the inside out, having experienced it and overcome some difficult challenges, that I am busting through the blocks to fully achieve my goals because I actually did those sessions, but you know, also because I get to help people every day and using these techniques as well, and I'm pleased to be here and be a part of this podcast. Like we said, actually, Cal has been doing this podcast for so many years, almost 500 videos that are available to you guys with you know, and we really always challenge ourselves to come up with new topics or new angles on things or what have you. But, you know, they're out there for you to view and to see. And so you guys won't even miss me because you can just go back and watch 4 years of episodes that I've been on too. But I'm very thankful to Cal for all the opportunities that he provides to actually all of us Five Pathers, which actually leads really well into today's topic, because today's topic, I want to actually talk about leadership, professional leadership, because that leadership takes all kinds and it takes all forms. It takes people all over the world. And so we wanted to talk today about how you all can lead. And of course, as I'm thinking about how I will continue to lead, even though I won't be on this podcast anymore, or I won't be helping the students anymore, or all of those things that Cal said as part of the intro, that I will be changing some of my leadership role because I won't be here on site. So before I get started in thinking about how do you lead, Cal, do you have anything you'd like to share before I get started?
All right, I'm writing some notes down here. You know, one of the things that we've, Maureen and I have always fostered at the Banyan Hypnosis Center is this kind of warm and accepting environment for our hypnotists and other staff to work in that is also very growth oriented. And so it's been a really good launching point for many hypnotists who have worked at our center for a while, either just as one of the hypnotists at our center or someone who's in a more, a role of being like a podcast co-host or speaker or something like that, like Brenda and also Elron, who used to work here, and so we just really happy to have been able to provide that launching pad for hypnotists over the last 20 years. And gosh, we're just going to keep on doing it. I mean, this is what we do. All right, I'm ready to move on.
It is very exciting. You know, and like I said, you know, one of the things that I really had to think about was, you know, I mean, last week we were in class and I said, this is the last time I'm going to do this. And I thought, oh my gosh, you know, but it doesn't mean, you know, that I can't lead, you know, and I thought that was a really important thing because I want to encourage other people to step up to the plate. That's actually part of my leadership role is often, so I want to talk a little bit about some of the ways that you all can lead. Maybe one of these really will strike a fancy for you. First, obviously, when we think about, and this is whether you're an NGH member, you're new to the profession, you've been around for years but haven't necessarily taken a leadership type of a role, whether this is within the Five Path organization, you know, we talked on another episode about, you know, I'd like to encourage males, you know, men to step up to some leadership capacity as well. So some of these bullet points that I'm going to share are really thinking about ways that you can be a leader in the profession or in a subset of the profession. So the first is writing, okay? Now, writing can take all kinds of forms. That can be articles for NGH. They do a quarterly hypnogram. You submit a 1,000-word article, and you know, and if they accept it, they'll publish it. That's a great way to lead, to share, and to share what you learned and what you know. Cal has a quarterly Five Path journal as well, and he accepts submissions as well, and that's a great place. I love to write for the journal. It's a great opportunity for me to submit and share and help other people grow, largely through how I've grown. Now, you can write your own blog. You know, actually, I mean, you know, think about this with Cal's leadership. I mean, you know, we're sitting here saying, you know, as we approach 500 episodes of this podcast, that's leadership. That is, you know, using your resources that you have, your time and your money and your effort and your energy, and giving back to the profession. So you could, you know, you guys all, technically, I mean, I could do that too. It's not necessarily where I don't hold your breath, guys. I know everybody keeps saying, well, do your own podcast. I'm like, oh, you know, we'll see. But, you know, that's something everybody could do. You could do your own blog. You could do your own video, or you could do your own audio podcast. You can write books. You know, there's people out there, actually, I know a couple of hypnotists out there who are working on or have written books. And that is incredible. You know, that's big project type of leadership. So how about that, Cal?
Excellent. And I'm thinking about one of the easiest ways for you to start doing leadership without starting a blog, without starting a podcast, without writing a book, without writing an article, is just to contribute to online groups in a positive way. Yahoo has groups, Google has groups, the National Guild of Hypnotists has a social network for their people, and just get in there, and when you have an insight or experience, share it. And, you know, just write clearly, proofread your stuff. You don't want to put something out there that looks like, you know, like you, it wasn't thoughtfully done. And let me tell you something. True leaders in this profession that have been around a long time, Dr. Dwight Damon of the National Guild of Hypnotists, myself and others, we're looking for people who are stepping up. We're looking for people that we can put into the limelight. We're looking for people to write for journals and stuff. And so when, you know, if you are active online, then guess what? If you're really contributing to the profession, that we're going to hear about you, and we're going to want to get to know you and offer you perhaps a chance to write for, Brent was just talking about, for the Hypnogram, and eventually work your way up to the journal. Like Celeste, who started off writing articles for me for an online journal I had, not the Five Path Journal that I have now, but just a hypnotist publication. And we got her on the podcast. She's contributing. She was contributing constantly to the our Yahoo group. And then I eventually asked her to then write for our journal, the Five Path Journal. And then when Dr. Damon, president of the National Guild of Hypnotists, says, "Hey, Cal, you got any ideas who would be a good writer for the journal?" And I said, "Celeste Hackett." Why? Well, look, she's been writing for me for years. Here's some stuff you can look at right away. And that, you start where you are, and if you do it consistently from the heart and put quality information out there, it will step you up to the next level. Then she became, of course, she spoke at NGH convention. She MCs at the Solid Gold Weekend, going to be speaking at the Solid Gold Weekend, but it all started off with contributing to online groups. Is that fit in with what you're saying, Brenda?
That is such a great point. I had that section someplace else, but technically that does go along with writing. So that is a really, really good point. I'd had it under a section that I called contribute to those online forums. You know, we have a Yahoo message group where so important, but there's also the NGH has a Facebook page. You know, people who are contributing there, contributing to the conversation, LinkedIn groups, or other places. You know, write, you know, communicate. The next one I have is speak. So submit presentations for the NGH convention. Do local TV or radio. Get out there. Do, like we said, do a podcast. Here's the other part when I talk about writing and speaking. When you're promoting yourself, maybe it is something that you're specifically promoting your own practice or your own methods or what have you, or your own, you know, experiences. However, especially when it's done in a professional way, and especially where it's oriented towards, you know, client success and, you know, positive results and things like that, when you promote yourself and your business, you're promoting the profession as a whole. And that then is leadership. That is raising the profession and raising other people up within the profession. Anything you'd like to add on that one, Cal?
You know, yeah. One of the things is, you guys are watching or listening to this podcast. I think most people watch this, but most podcasts are not video, and they are audio only. And you're thinking, oh, well, maybe I'd like to do that. But, you know, I just don't understand how to do that. And I want to recommend a podcast. look up, if you want to learn how to podcast, Paul Colligan. Paul Colligan has different podcasts and books on how to podcast. Let me see. I'm trying to think. I'm going to type how to podcast because there's one other person I want to mention too. How to podcast. Oh, well, if I think about it, I'll put it in there. But everything you need to know is online, right? And you don't have to do video. Our first 7 or 8 podcasts were audio only. And still to this day, every video podcast we put out, we put an audio version out also. So if you go to the page where the video is, there's a link where you can just download the audio. Also, we upload to iTunes both the video and the audio version. If you have a website, you probably have a website person that does that, a web designer, and let them know, I want to do a podcast. It's usually in a blog format, use WordPress style format for your website. It's called content management. I didn't know if I wanted to use that word or not. And they will typically know how to do that. That's very common. And then instead of, having all text, you'll have a link to the audio. And then you've got episode after episode. And it can be a really good way to reach out, to let people know who you are, and to really contribute to the profession. And I think there's not enough podcasts out there for clients or people who would like to know more about hypnosis, as opposed to this podcast isn't for people who are seeking services, it's to help hypnotists. But certainly that would be a good thing to do, is, you know, commonly asked questions about hypnosis or state of the art of hypnosis today. And then you could just do a 10-minute, 10 minutes is a very acceptable time for a podcast. We just have standard, we run about 20, 22 minutes because that's what's worked out best for us. It's kind of long for a podcast. All right. Back to you, Brenda.
All right. So the next one that I want to remind people about, so we had write, we had speak. Next one is help. Be helpful. You know, now that can, again, goes back with a lot of the different things that I've talked about, but I'm actually thinking about when we go to events and things like that. It's a huge amount of undertaking that goes on at conventions. And so when we talk about showing leadership, getting involved, helping out, maybe you have a skill that they could use, you know, to prepare for the event, or I like to help actually at the convention by going and hosting other people and being a kind of a helper for the speakers. And so I really enjoy doing that. So that kind of goes down to that, just, you know, get involved, you know, show leadership by getting involved. And the next one is connect. And that was kind of what we talked about a little bit earlier when we were talking about, you know, responding to message boards and things like that. But there's some other parts that have to do with connection that can be connecting in person. You know, reach out to other hypnotists in your area. Bring fellow hypnotists together for collaboration. Maybe develop an NGH chapter. Erica does an amazing job at this. She's a trainer, and so she does a really great job of actually, you know, kind of connecting with the people who were her students, bringing them together every once in a while. But I think that, you know, and I do my best. Actually, that will be something that's interesting and new for me. I tend to keep in touch with the people who are local who've come to your trainings, Cal, which obviously that will be a change. But, you know, I want to be open to connecting to people. But I actually, one of my friends who I had connected with who attended here locally, then she moved to Italy. And so we still actually connect and keep in touch. So it's no longer meeting for dinner, but, you know, we're talking about, you know, meeting for Skype or FaceTime sessions. But, you know, that connection is important. You know, Cal always said when he started his hypnosis center, he didn't want to be the lone hypnotist. And I definitely am realizing how important it is to connect with other people, whether it's through phone meetings, teleconference, you know, online or what have you, because in the end, you know, otherwise you many of us don't run centers, are not in centers where we're working with other colleagues during the day. We're just with our clients. And so I think that connecting is so very vital. And I think that Cal and Maureen have done a great job with connecting within the 5-Path organization, bringing people together and modeling that for us. So how about that, Cal?
Awesome. Let me throw in one little quick thing here. When you are a leader, people recognize you as a leader by the things you're doing, the writing, the helping others. But another thing I recommend that you do is, as you think about leadership, requires that you step up. And it means do more than what you've been doing. I remember one person at a hypnotist coming to me and says, you know, it's not fair. You've won all these awards, and I'm a really great hypnotist, and I haven't won any awards. And I says, well, the National Guild of Hypnotists doesn't give out awards for being a really great hypnotist. They give out awards and recognitions for, you know, contributing to the profession, contributing to the National Guild of Hypnotists. So start thinking of, you know, leadership immediately, like on a Yahoo group or Google group, and then in your community, and then whatever organization you're part of. And of course, I recommend the National Guild of Hypnotists. That's the only organization I belong to, except for our Five Pathers organization. And then ask, how can I help out? Can I help with the union? Can I help with the setup? Can I help with the journal? You know, how can I, you know, make the profession better? How can I help? And that's what led to me receiving every award and recognition by the National Guild of Hypnotists. Of 20 years of stepping up, making commitments, following through, and seeing what I can do for the profession and what I can do for the National Guild of Hypnotists. And that's how you become a recognized leader, is giving, 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 giving. And believe me, it will all come back to you. It will all come back to you. You cannot give too much. It will always come back to you. People will come back. It will come back in the form of love, appreciation, recognition, and, of course, professional success financially and in every way. So give, give, give. And that's really the mark of a professional, is someone that's willing to share of their time, as opposed to just being a really great hypnotist, which is being professional also. But we're talking about professional leadership. All right, back to you, Brenda.
All right. And the next one that I want to talk about as we start wrapping things up is drawing in other leaders. And so that's a little bit of where I really recognize Cal's skills. And it's something that I've tried to do, is that, you know, helping raise people up, encourage other people to use their skills to lead. Notice qualities in others, encourage them to push themselves, open doors, and provide opportunity if you have that ability to do so. And so, you know, it's one of the things I really try to do is, and there are a few different opportunities that I've had to lead where it just hadn't occurred to me to even try. And somebody said, well, why don't you consider, you know, when Cal encouraged me to, you know, submit something for NGH, and it just hadn't even occurred to me. And I said, oh, well, okay, I guess I could do that, or, you know, different things like that. And then I paid that forward, and I encouraged somebody else to submit, because I just think that that is so important. Draw in other leaders, see things in other people that they might not always see for themselves, and encourage them and support them. Because in the end, it is so important to remember, you know, this is, we can all, you know, take part in leadership, whatever, wherever you live throughout the world. You know, with technology the way that it is, you have the ability to write and get it out there for others to see. You have the ability to present TV, radio, at conventions or conferences. You have the ability to connect. You have the ability to encourage and support people, no matter where you are. And so, you know, like I said, I just thought that was something really valuable to share today. And especially because, like I said, I want to challenge the guys. My recording day started with men, and it's ending with men, apparently. So I know I have my, what I call my hypnosistas out there, but I could use some hypno bros too. So, you know, we all could. So, you know, you'll put yourself out there and connect, write, support, speak, do all of those things, and show leadership. So that's what I have to share today, Cal.
Well, thank you very much, Brenda, on this very last video that we do together. Oh, well, you know, we'll still see each other around the office for a couple more months, and then off we flitter to Texas. But we'll still see on the group. We'll still see on our hypnospace, and we will still always be connected. So thank you very much, Brenda. Let's see here, a couple little closing notes here. you know, we are always looking for people to pull into the limelight. You know, when you care about a profession, you don't care about just today. You care about next year, next decade, you know, decades to come. And that's why we look for people to bring into the limelight. People who are ready to step up. People who are ready to lead. So, you know, Celeste, Erica, Brenda, new people, like one of our new trainers, one of the big steps that people often take is not just through writing, but becoming a trainer. And we've got like Roberta Fernandez. She just recently became one of our trainers, and she's out there and she's doing things. And I expect that she will rise in the profession also because she's got that desire to lead and that desire to share. Okay. Hey. Little quick little infomercial. You've got to become a VIP member. It's free. It gives you instant access to every video we've ever done, every audio we've ever done. So find the link on calbanion.com here on this page that says become a VIP member. And it's free. And every week we'll send you a little note that says, hey, new video out. Also, I want to see you in class, one-on-one. Well, not one-on-one. Class with me. At our center here in Tustin. It's our last one, January 9th to the 20th. Last chance out here in California. So if you're on the West Coast or if you wanted to go to the famed Banyan Hypnosis Center, then come here and we'd love to have you in class. This class is definitely gonna fill up. So as soon as you can make the commitment, give us a call. And then also, if you want to be in our first class in Plano, Texas, we have that April 10th to the 21st. It's the first class ever in Plano, Texas. I want to see you there. And also, let's get together in Las Vegas. Vegas, baby. Let's do the Solid Gold Weekend, the National Guild of Hypnotists Solid Gold Weekend. Some of the favorite, best speakers every year are invited to go to the Solid Gold Weekend. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be teaching and giving you guys the experience of the time tunneling technique as a breakthrough technique for both hypnotists and their clients. That's it. See you guys around. Cal Banyan, signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.